You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Oh, yes, this music bed can only mean one thing. Well, I guess it could actually mean a lot of things, right? It's got that kind of vibe to it. But in this specific instance, it means one thing. Final hour of the show on a Thursday. You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. We are awaiting the start of our first inning bet with the Texas Rangers and the Tampa Bay Rays. Can't wait for that. And yes, as someone wrote in the chat, I really butchered the name of PSG's manager. I said Pochettino. It is Pochettino. I am aware of that. That is a bad job by me. So yes, my apologies there for butchering Mauricio Pochettino's name, the manager of PSG. Ken and I will go through the NFL draft player props a little bit. We will continue the name game as well in the final segment. But right now, really excited to welcome in our next guest. First time he's been on You Better You Bet, at least with me. His name is Matt Friedman. He is on Twitter. I think a lot of you probably follow him. If not, you should rectify that. At Matt F. The Oracle does a fantastic job for our friends over at the Action Network. Did a podcast with our buddy Evan Silva, who was on the show last night. Great job betting props, NFL player props, and certainly NFL draft player props. So Matt, great to have you on the show. Welcome to You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. How are we feeling tonight, 2 weeks away from the start, round one, 2021 NFL draft?
Guys, thanks for having me. I mean, I'm excited. I'm like a kid just waiting for his birthday to get here. The draft is my favorite sports event of the year, you know, better than the Super Bowl, better than the Masters. I think it's great. However, we've got news, right, or potential news of what's happening at number three. Mac Jones is no longer the favorite to go number three to the 49ers. And as someone who's invested in Mac Jones, I am a little bit tilted right now.
Well, so Matt, let's get right into that then, because I think that's kind of been the hot topic of the day, at least on this show, is just trying to unpack all of the news and information surrounding Justin Fields and Mac Jones and the number three pick to see, you know, okay, is there a good gambling decision to be made here? It sounds like you have already invested in Mac Jones to be the third overall pick. Why don't you walk us through, like, what made you want to make that bet? Maybe the price that you got, maybe you thought where you thought it was going, and what ultimately led to you kind of putting money in play there.
Yeah, so this is a very weird market in that, you know, like unlike, let's say like football, for instance, right? You're not going to have a ton of movement. You might have, you know, like a 1 point, maybe 2 point movement on a line or something like that for an NFL game. Here, you can have huge swings in the market. So there is the opportunity for arbitrage. There really is, you know, such thing as closing line value here. And so I knew. When Adam Schefter said about a week ago, it will be Mac Jones. You know, like Schefter is a professional. He tends not to overstate when he has information, but he said on ESPN radio, it will be Mac Jones. When I saw him saying that, I immediately went and bet everywhere I could, Mac Jones plus money, anywhere from plus 120 to plus 150. And then now I'm sweating it. Adam Schefter, maybe a few days walked it back a little bit. He still said he thought it would be Mac Jones, but he wasn't nearly as strong. He sort of hedged with the, they still have time to change their minds, but how everything stands right now, it will be Mac Jones. When he said that, I hedged and I went and bet at plus 250 on Justin Fields. So I'm not fully covered, but I'm partially covered. I still lean towards Mac Jones because I do think that Schefter, again, he's a professional. When he says something, it tends to stick. And also Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, he's been a top 12 mock drafter for the past three seasons. When it comes to draft rumors, he tends to be pretty plugged in, and both of them are on Mac Jones, or at least were before today. Neither one has commented since the lines have moved. I'm going to be really curious to see what Schefter says or what Jeremiah says in the coming days, because if they are still on Mac Jones, I will be tempted to dip back into the Mac Jones waters because, once again, he's available at plus money.
Matt, we'll get micro with some stuff again in a little bit, but I want to get macro with this next question here, because this is something that obviously you take very seriously, that you're good at, and you have a lot of good thoughts and kind of process, I'm sure. And I've heard some of the stuff that you've done previously, so I know that's the case here. So why don't we do this? Why don't you, for our listeners and viewers, and we're asking a lot of our guests this, that are good with this stuff and have good thoughts, your process kind of, what goes into, like, I know you just referenced this particular one, which is maybe like kind of like not an anomaly, but when you have like a trade like this, an insider, the most respected one comes out and says it's going to be this guy, but for like more esoteric picks or picks that people aren't as paying close attention to, maybe it's the Panthers at 8, I'm using that as an example, but take us through your process, how you arrive, like what goes into the Matt Friedman prop bet analysis and how you place your wagers.
Sure. So my strategy is to try to be early. I'm not a genius here, right? Everyone knows that the early lines that are posted tend to be incorrect. And so I generally try to be early. And what I have done, because I'm just obsessed with the NFL draft, I know who is good at doing mock drafts and who isn't quite as good. And so I have an index of, what I call, quote unquote, sharp mock drafters. And even early on in February and March, when some of these early lines start to come out, even if those mock drafters are relatively uninformed, they're still going to be a lot more informed than whoever is just setting these early lines about, who might go number two or number three or number five, right? So I try to be pretty early, and I really consult my index of sharp mock drafts. There's a lot of ego that can kind of go into it, because it is, sort of like this football evaluation mindset of like, okay, I'm looking at this team and I think they need a wide receiver. And there's this wide receiver who should be on the board whenever they are up. I think that wide receiver is going to go there. Like, it's really easy to fall into that trap. And I try not to do it. I try to focus not so much on what a team must do in the first round, but like the range in which certain players might go, especially relative to each other. So it's often pretty hard to be able to nail one particular player to one team, especially outside of the top 10. But it is much, much easier to be able to get the relative order in which players will be drafted to each other, especially within the same position group. So, for instance, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, Ja'Marr Chase was available at minus 120, minus 140 as the number one wide receiver. And I could just look at the indexes of mocks that I had and say like, okay, he should be favored around like minus 400, right? And so that was a place where I was able to find value. It's really hard to nail a specific player to a team. It's much easier to get where guys are going to go within the draft, especially relative to each other.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Well, Matt, I think you bring up a good point, because literally if we go back to micro and we go past number three and we go to the Atlanta Falcons at number four, I mean, the idea of trying to tie the Atlanta Falcons to a specific player right now is like kind of a pointless exercise, to be honest. It feels like there are a lot of guys in play, feels like they could trade, feels like they probably don't even know what they're going to do right now. But when we look at Atlanta, are there bets worth making, whether it's with them, Cincinnati at five, players in that range? So we're talking about Pitts or Chase or Fields or Trey Lance, something in the middle of the top 10. Are there any bets that you've targeted in addition to the Jamar Chase one that you mentioned?
Yeah, so Pitts, I think he's actually a pretty decent bet to go number four. Now, of course, Justin Fields, he's being slotted there a lot in mock drafts. And at this time of the year, I think it's sort of a placeholder pick in mocks that we're seeing. Either people think that the Falcons do have a decent chance of drafting a quarterback, and that could happen, or they're just putting him there in anticipation of a team trading up. And I think that Justin Fields also has a pretty good chance to go number four. Right. But if he does, I really don't think it's going to be to the Falcons. Right now, Justin Fields over under is 4.5. I would be inclined to take the under there. But again, Kyle Pitts, like, I would say he's a lock for the top 10. And at DraftKings, you can make bets on players to go in the top five, in the top 10. Kyle Pitts, a total lock to go in the top 10. And Jamar Chase, like, this isn't sexy because it's big juice, but this is still way off. Jamar Chase is around minus 1,500, 1,600 to go in the top 10. This should be like minus 10,000, right? Like, in no mock have I seen has he fallen out of the top 10. He hasn't even fallen past number seven. And, you know, granted, maybe I'm putting too much weight on these sharp mock drafts, but like, I'm just saying, like, there's value in laying some heavy juice on some of these players within the top five and within the top 10.
You bet. BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Thursday, talking NFL draft props with the very sharp Matt Friedman of the Action Network on Twitter at Matt F the Oracle. Matt, what's your read right now on Trey Lance and where we might see Trey Lance end up? I believe his over under draft position right now in most sports books is about 7.5. So any read on that, a team that you think might like Lance based on your analysis and your research? What about Trey Lance?
Yeah, he's really intriguing. Right? He played only really 1 year of college football, but I mean, he was, you know, the best player in the FCS that 1 year. He's going to be only 21 years old. He's basically like a bigger bodied Kyler Murray in terms of what he can do as a runner, and then also some of his, you know, passing skill set. So really intriguing, just 21 years old. I think he has a very good chance of going in the top 10, but I do think he will probably go after, you know, after Justin Fields, right? And so whether Mac Jones does or doesn't end up going to San Francisco, if he does go to San Francisco, I think we see Fields follow, and then Lance is the fifth quarterback. Maybe Jones falls down the board. If he does, I still think that Lance probably goes shortly after Fields. But I think Fields is the guy that he follows. The Broncos are starting to pick up some heat on potentially being interested in Lance. And you look at the quarterback situation with Drew Locke, they could probably improve upon that. You know, it's not as if Locke has been horrible to this point in his career, but this is a very stacked quarterback class. And if the Broncos at nine, if they're lucky enough to have Trey Lance fall down to them, I think it would be pretty hard for them not to take him. And because of the backstop of the Broncos being there, I think Trey Lance within the top 10, you know, there's a decent chance. Let me rephrase that. There's a beyond a decent chance that happens. I like very probable. And going to the Broncos at number 9, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the number is on that right now. I would need to look, but like there's a pretty decent chance of Fields going above him and then Lance falling down to the Broncos at number 9.
Matt, you mentioned, we have about 3 minutes left, I think. You mentioned one of your kind of specialties, or one of the ways you like to approach the draft markets, is kind of position groups. Who's going to go before the other players that play the same position? That's easier to figure out than necessarily who's going to go to a specific team. There are kind of two markets we haven't really talked about yet where you can bet into where that would be the case. Defensive player would be one, and running back would be another. Do you have any thoughts on either of those two markets?
Yeah, I do. So running back is really intriguing. When the markets opened, you know, 6 to 8 weeks ago on this, Travis Etienne was a heavy favorite, around -200. And at that point, I thought Najee Harris should be the favorite, so I bet on him at +money. The mock drafts agreed. And, of course, now the market followed the mocks, and they followed the money, and Harris was the favorite. At the same time, we haven't seen Harris work out. We've seen Etienne have a fantastic pro day. And now the mocks are basically pricing it as if it's a coin flip. And so now you can get Travis Etienne at +money, like +150 at a lot of books. You know, I'd say like 3 or 4 days ago, it's +200. I think there's value on Travis Etienne at +150 at a lot of the sports books out there. And then you mentioned defense. Yeah, there are a couple of different defensive props out here that I think are really interesting. And one is first safety to be drafted. And Trevon Moehrig out of TCU, I mean, he looks like a slam dunk here. And, you know, his price is -350, -400 at most sportsbooks. And, you know, that's a lot of juice. But fellas, I got to say, in literally not one mock draft have I seen a safety go ahead of Moehrig. I mean, there's no one else even in the conversation to be drafted in the first round at safety. I think this should be like -800, -900. So yeah, you're laying some wood to bet at -400, but there's still some value there.
Matt, final question here. We literally have like 10 or 15 seconds left. Is there any value in Rashawn Slater to be the first offensive lineman off the board? Sewell from Oregon, a huge favorite, in like 20 seconds.
I don't know. Two sharp mocks are on Slater at +300. I would nibble on it, but I wouldn't bet a lot on it.
Okay, fair enough. Matt, fantastic stuff. We appreciate it, man. Hit him up on Twitter at Matt F. The Oracle. Check out his work over at the Action Network. And man, like, you do these daily Ask Me Anythings on Twitter. I give you a lot of credit for that because, like, I don't want to answer any questions anyone ever has to ask, especially on social media. And you do it on a daily basis. You are, in fact, a man of the people. So great job with that, Matt. Thank you very much. We look forward to talking to you again here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
That is Matt Friedman from the Action Network here with us on the show. Interesting stuff there. The safety he talked about, that seems like a pretty solid. -390 of what I'm seeing right now. Okay. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, Ken Barkley and I will dive into some NFL draft thoughts as well. And then we close the show with the name game. It's coming up
next.
Download the radio.com app today and listen to You Better You Bet for all the latest in sports betting. This is the BetQL Audio Network.